This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The 18th BRICS summit is set to begin in New Delhi this afternoon. The two-day grand event will bring together 11 major emerging and developing economies. During the high-level event, leaders of the BRICS member countries are expected to discuss key issues, including global governance, multilateralism, trade and investment, technology, food and energy security, healthcare, disaster resilience and critical supply chains. Several key world leaders will participate in the high-profile summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be joined by Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. The summit will begin with a closed session for BRICS member countries on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. Leaders of the BRICS member countries will also visit the Bharat Innovates exhibition at Bharat Mandapam. This will be followed by a joint tree planting ceremony and a gala dinner hosted by Prime Minister Modi. Let's cross over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra, who's at the venue of the summit, that is Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. So Anupam, can you give us a sense and the overall vibe of the venue?
Yes, Shagun, the BRICS summit is all set to begin here in Bharat Mandapam. And nearly after an hour, the heads of state and heads of government will start arriving at the venue the close for 11 begin at the summit hall at 2:30, where they will deliberate on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. Shagun, the Prime Minister held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Ethiopia, Malaysia and Vietnam, and also with counterparts of Abu Dhabi, and he will hold talks with the Chinese president this evening. Shagun, if we talk about India's BRICS chairship, it is coming at a time of significant global transformation as international system is experiencing economic fragmentation, technological disruption, right, and geopolitical uncertainty. BRICS providing an important avenue for addressing these challenges through dialogue and coordinated action. Shagun.
All right. Thank you, Anupam, for laying out those specifics for us from the ground. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in New Delhi to participate in the BRICS summit. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with the Chinese president later today. Foreign Affairs Minister of Belarus, Maxim Ryzhnikov, arrived in New Delhi this morning to participate in the 18th BRICS summit in New Delhi. Prime Minister of Vietnam, Le Minh Hung, has also arrived in New Delhi for the summit. He was received by Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohod, at the airport. Earlier this morning, Director General of WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, landed in New Delhi to attend the summit. External Affairs Ministry said that his visit underscores the importance of global cooperation in health-related matters for shared progress and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on the sidelines of the 18th BRICS summit in New Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that the two leaders held discussions aimed at further strengthening the bilateral strategic partnership. Both the leaders reviewed progress across key sectors, including economic cooperation, defense and security partnership, and capacity building. The Prime Minister also held bilateral talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim on the margins of the BRICS summit being held under India's chairship. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation across a range of areas, including trade and investment, defense and security, and people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi appreciated Malaysia's continued support in strengthening ASEAN-India relations. The leaders expressed their continued commitment to advancing the India-Malaysia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In hockey, India reached the final of the Women Junior Asia Cup 2026, defeating South Korea 5-1 in Mochi, China today. For India, Supriya scored a hat-trick, while Madhu Sidhar and Sukhveer Kaur also found the net for India. Yuri Rong scored South Korea's only goal of the match. India will face the winner of the second semi-final between China and Japan in the final. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla have extended their wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of Prakash Purab of Sri Guru Granth Sahib today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.